This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. It's a new year, and the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners has a couple of new members and possibly a new direction. The change comes at a time when the county is facing financial problems, including a pension debt of more than $50 million. In its first meeting last week, the board elected Commissioner Carol Crawford to lead them into the new year. Carol Crawford joins us in the studio today to talk about the issues facing Grand Traverse County. Ms. Crawford, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, you took some heat for bringing back an old issue at the last meeting of the old board. You wanted to reinstate commissioner pay after the commission had cut its own pay to $1 a year. Why did you think it was important to bring that issue back?
The original decision was made in March of 2016, and at the time, we had heard from several financial experts that we were possibly going to have about a $4.1 million deficit for 2017. And once the budget came out, the beginning of December, that was not the case. Some extra revenue had come in, other things we had done made a lot of difference. And so that $4.1 million projected deficit did not materialize. So I felt that because conditions had changed, that it deserved another look.
I heard at least one commissioner in the discussion about this talk about how not having that minimal salary might prevent some people from running for the Board of Commissioners.
That is quite possible.
Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. We'll never know who would have run in the primaries and in the general election last year, and who just said, nah, if they're not going to get paid, it's not worth it. We'll never know who those people would have been.
Former Commission Chair Christine Maxbauer told the Traverse City Record Eagle that she thought your idea was self-serving. She said, quote, what Carol Crawford is doing is in the best interest of Carol Crawford. What was your reaction to that?
My reaction was that's not true. It was in the best interest of all seven commissioners who are seated right now. And it's in the best interest of the county. Do you want to have people sitting at the top of your organizational chart trying to figure out and trying to do their best to solve some of these financial issues and not compensate them in any way? That seemed unethical, actually. It just seemed wrong to me.
Over the last couple of years, the county's faced financial uncertainty, some tight budgets. It's led to some cuts that have been controversial and have been painful for some people. Do you think that financially the county is on the right track now?
No, not yet, but we will be. What I would like to do, and what I've heard my fellow board members talk about recently, is let's get a handle on the pension debt. Let's plan it out, budget for it, and not let it, I would like to have it not color every decision that we make. Everybody has a mortgage. You don't let your mortgage hover over you and color every financial decision you and your family make, because it's planned for. It's planned for. It's budgeted. It's the payments are there and you do it. So I think if we could come up with a very good pension plan to tackle the debt and get back on track, then we could deal with the day-to-day things of the county, which is what we should be dealing with.
That pension debt, like you said, is kind of hanging over everything. County Administrator Tom Menzel says that county owes more than $50 million in pension debt. And some steps have been taken to address the situation, like changing the retirement benefit plans for new employees. What else do you think needs to be done to, like you said, to plan it and make it like your mortgage payment?
Well, we're in ongoing negotiations with MERS, which is our pension service that we use. Bonding is a possibility. We haven't heard a lot about that yet. I would like, and some of my fellow commissioners would like, all of the possibilities laid out for us so that we can choose which one at this time seems the most prudent way to proceed. So I think we need all of the options laid out to us.
Tom Menzel was hired to come in and right the county's financial ship. He has a reputation for doing that at Beta Bus and the National Cherry Festival. Do you think he's doing that?
I think he is. He is doing what the board asked him to do. But at this point, we have a new board, and we are going to have some strategic planning sessions in the next couple of weeks, hopefully by the end of the month, to tell him what these seven board members would like him, how we would like him to proceed. Up to this point, yeah, he's done what the board asked him to do. I think he has.
Carol Crawford is chair of the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners. Carol, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.